Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. The report Wednesday from NFL insider Jason LaCanfora regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers trying to get a trade done before or after the NFL draft at the receiver position was rather eye-opening for a number of reasons. The Steelers, as is well known at this point, created the current hole at the receiver position through their own doing, trading away Deontay Johnson in a swap with the Carolina Panthers for cornerback Dante Jackson. Since trading Johnson away, Pittsburgh hasn't addressed the position much, outside of signing veterans Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins in free agency. There is a glaring hole there behind George Pickens, one that can't be truly plugged with your typical veteran receiver via trade for a low cost. No. If the Steelers are truly trying to get something done via trade at the receiver position, GM Omar Khan has to swing big. Swinging big? That means one of the likes of Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco, Cortland Sutton in Denver, or, and hear me out here, A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. The Steelers have been connected to Ayuk for quite a while this offseason. While a Sutton move would reunite new quarterback Russell Wilson with his favorite receiver from Denver. But the Brown move? That would be the one that truly moves the needle and would send shockwaves through the NFL. Brown wasn't all that happy in Philadelphia last season, and things never quite seemed to be resolved there. The Eagles have a ton of big money contracts on offense too, and could try and save somewhere. That could be Brown. A move for Brown, although this is all speculation, would be costly. Probably number 51 overall from the Steelers at minimum. But it would reunite Brown with new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, whom he had two 1,000-yard seasons under in Tennessee. And it would give the Steelers another big physical presence on the outside to try and bully teams. If the Steelers are really trying to get something done via trade, like LaCanfora said Wednesday, Khan has to go big or go home. It's a big fish via trade, or you just see what receivers are available on day two in the NFL draft. Save some money from a cost control perspective and go from there. It's been a crazy offseason to date for the Steelers. Maybe Khan and company have another magical act up their sleeves before all is said and done. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Cazora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.